A 100 memories flooded her mind. She had dreamt of this moment 1,000 times. She'd planned 100 scenarios of what she would do, what she would say. But none of those clever thoughts came to mind as she opened her mouth to speak.
What in the Sam Hill are you doing here?
The ghost chuckled softly, the familiar twinkle in his crystal blue eyes.
You haven't changed a bit, Eddie.
Edna's knees threatened to buckle at the familiar nickname that only one man had ever called her.
Of course I've changed, and more than a bit. The last time you saw me, I was a young girl. Now I'm an old woman. It's been almost 60 years since you've seen me.
It feels like yesterday, he said. You look as beautiful as the first day I met you.
Heat warmed her cheeks as she took in the sight of the first man she had ever loved. He stood around 6 feet tall and was well-dressed. A satin square of royal blue handkerchief poked from his breast pocket, and the color matched his eyes. The eyes that had looked into hers and pledged to love her until the day he died. And she thought he had. She blinked, tears filling her eyes.
Johnny, is it really you?
He nodded, a slow bob of his head, never taking his eyes off of hers.
Yes, it's me. I'm really here.
Choking back the emotion welling in her throat, she shook her head in wonder.
I thought you were dead.
I know. That's what I wanted everyone to think.
His expression turned deeply sad for just a moment. Then the charming smile returned as he tipped his head.
Are you going to invite me in?
Edna wiped at the stray tear on her face and narrowed her eyes.
I haven't decided yet.
She nodded at the small dog under his arm. He was a cute little guy with big brown eyes and brown and white spotted fur. She recognized the breed as a Jack Russell Terrier, but only because the dog looked similar to the one on Frasier.
What's with the dog?
He looked down at the pup and laughed.
I'm not sure. He found me a year or so ago and adopted me. No matter where I go, I can't seem to shake him.
She took a step back and motioned for him to come inside. Reaching out her hand, she brushed his arm as he passed. He felt real, and the moist slobber where the dog had licked her outstretched hand was definitely real. The man walked into the center of the room and set the dog on the hardwood floor. Edna's home was a sprawling ranch style with a full basement. The living room was large, with a hallway leading to 3 bedrooms. A tall archway led into a generous-sized kitchen with a big center island separating the cooking area from the dining area. An antique china hutch sat against the wall behind a round farmhouse table with chairs for 6. Depending on where you stood, you could see between the living room and kitchen. Edna had her television placed against the wall, so if she were standing at the kitchen counter, she'd still see her shows. She had to turn the volume up loud enough for the neighbors to hear it, but she didn't give 2 hoots what the neighbors thought. Her decorating style was a cross between country and kitschy, combining antique memorabilia with modern appliances. She loved bright colors and daringly mixed different patterns, crossing polka dots with plaids. Edna knew what she liked. So what if it was a little outdated and probably too cluttered? It was home. She watched the little dog run in front of the couch and into the kitchen, where he stopped to sniff at the kitchen table. He finished his sniff, then turned, raised his leg, and peed on the table leg. Sitting down, he looked to his master as if expecting a treat for his actions. Edna also looked at his master. She tilted her head and raised an eyebrow.
Seriously?
He smiled and shrugged.
Sorry. The silly mutt never listens to me. Hand me a paper towel and I'll wipe it up.
He set the rose gingerly on the table, then leaned down to the dog.
I told you to behave. Remember, this is why I had you go outside before we rang the doorbell.
Edna stepped into the kitchen and pulled several paper towels from the roll under the counter. Handing them to Johnny, she silently watched as he bent to wipe up the mess and deposit the soiled towels in the trash can. Anyone who knew Edna would never describe her as silent. Ever.